I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, January 22. Coming up, 5 primary schools to benefit from mathematics pilot project, emphasis on gastronomy to promote growth in tourism, and UDC still accepting bids to provide consulting services for third city project. The news in detail after the break.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old at the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5840 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Now the news. 5 primary schools are to benefit from a 3-year pilot project geared at improving student performance in mathematics. The Caribbean Center of Excellence in Mathematics Teaching at the Micah University College will pilot the program, dubbed the Mathematics Enhancement Program, MEP. The participating schools are Almontown Primary, Clancarthy High, and John Mills Infant Primary and Junior High in Kingston, Devon Primary in Manchester, and Mineral Heights Primary in Clarendon. The program will incorporate strategies utilized in countries which consistently rank among the best performers in mathematics, such as Hungary, Finland, Singapore, Russia, and Japan.
We still have a lot more work to do to change the mindset of not just students and teachers, but Jamaicans on a whole, for them to understand that this country is not going to develop in the way we want it to if we do not change our attitudes and ensure that more of our population are mathematically competent.
National Mathematics Coordinator Dr. Tamika Benjamin. The Mathematics Enhancement Program was developed by the Center for Innovation in Mathematics Teaching at Plymouth University in the United Kingdom, which will assist in its implementation locally. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says the tourism sector will see even more growth with a renewed focus on gastronomy. Minister Bartlett noted that globally, gastronomy has grown into a $150 billion industry, and Jamaica must position itself to take advantage of opportunities in the sector.
Attractions like the Apperton Estate Rum Experience contributes significantly to our effort to develop Jamaica into a gastronomy center of excellence, as visitors are taken on a journey through the history of rum and view firsthand the development of the spirits from cane to cup. Gastronomy tourism provides an opportunity for us to add value to Jamaica's tourism sector by diversifying the product while promoting local economic development.
The tourism minister was speaking at a ceremony to open the Joy Spence Appleton Estate Rum Experience in Silo, St. Elizabeth recently. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, says it's still accepting bids from qualified entities to provide consulting services under Phase 1 of its third city project. UDC Deputy General Manager Heather Pinnock says the phase entitles the development of a multi-criteria suitability model to determine the best location for Jamaica's third city, in keeping with a mandate from Prime Minister Andrew Holness in 2016. She says Phase 1 also includes a pre-horizon scanning and foresighting study.
A number of criteria that we will use, so we will come up with a list of possible options. So that is one of the first activities that we're doing now. So no, I know a lot of people think that there is a location, the location is not yet decided, and we're using a formal process to determine what are the best possible locations.
Ms. Pinnock was speaking on behalf of UDC General Manager Dr. Damian Graham at the Kiwanis Club of North St. Andrews weekly meeting recently. The UDC says Jamaica's third city will be established in an area that is attractive to investors and other stakeholders. And the government has launched the 2018 Extended Migration Profile of Jamaica, which will be used to inform policy development and planning. The Migration Profile is a body of research that allows for the monitoring and evaluation of the country's migration data, as well as its socioeconomic impact on Jamaica. The 2018 Migration Profile, the second ever developed for Jamaica, provides both primary and secondary data on matters such as migration flows in and outside of Jamaica, migrant stocks overseas, migrants' characteristics, and diaspora engagements.
The migration profiles are important planning tools for government, civil society, private sector, and other migration stakeholders to 1. Recommend strategic ways to govern the migration phenomenon, and 2. Improve the human development outcomes and mitigate risks for migrants, their families, and countries of origin and destination.
Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Dr. Wayne Henry. He was speaking at a recent ceremony where the profile was launched. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.